945, Suzanne Beaumeister from Aldergrove. We want to beat your bills.
Johnny, Holly, and Nira.
Am I a bad person?
Here we go.
Yes.
You don't even know the story.
I know.
Am I a bad person? Because I truly believe that I'm just a victim of a messed up mom brain moment.
Okay.
Okay? So I have three children.
You are a bad person. No, I'm just kidding.
I have three children. Two of them are in full-time school, grade 4 and grade 2. And then I have my youngest. Her name is Jaya. And she just started preschool.
Cute.
Okay, just. And I know that with my elder two sons, when they started preschool, you know, when I would go to do the pickup, when they do their little gradual entry, come pick them up after a couple hours, see how they do. Both my boys, they bawled when they saw me. They were great at school.
I'm sure they appreciate this on the air right now.
They were only three. They were three.
That's fine.
They were babies. They were babies. They're 3 years old. And when they saw mama, they cried. And they were great at school, but oh. So, the other day, I'm emotional just thinking about it. My little girl, who's 3 years old, my husband drops her off at SIFA, okay? That's the preschool. And I go to pick her up a couple hours later. So, I'm ready. My emotions are ready for the big ball.
You're preparing.
I'm so prepared.
You're ready.
You got the Kleenex.
You got a little treat or a snack or something. You're ready.
Yeah,
okay?
So I walk into SIFA and I'm like, okay, waiting there because protocols now. I wait in the entrance. They bring my daughter to me.
Okay.
Jaya comes over and she's like, hi, mama. And that's it.
Like happy?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, hi. And I'm like, come and hug mama. You must have missed mama. Oh, baby girl. Mama missed you. You missed mama. And she's like, I did this. I did that. And then she's like, and then she's telling me, sanitize your hands. Because that's like,
right.
She's
wow.
Like,
okay.
She's like, sanitize. I'm like, And then I was upset that she didn't cry when she saw me.
Oh, my God.
How messed up am I? Like, major messed up mom brain moment.
Being a parent will screw with you so bad. This is such a perfect example. You want your kid to cry to make you feel wanted?
I don't know what it was.
It's ego. It's 100%.
Is that what it is?
Well, you know what? And it's not bad, though.
Ego. Nira,
I think the thing is you're prepping yourself for the classic Whitney Houston song, I Want to Run to You. And you expect your daughter to be like running and she's sad. It's slow motion.
No.
And your ego says like, man, she can't live without me. I think that's probably, oh God, psychology. But here we go. It's probably one of those things where you're like, my children will always need me. And it was your first chance to see like, maybe perhaps you've set them up well in life and they won't need you always in the same ways that you expect.
Yeah, I don't know. Or I was just like, okay, it's super cool. I was so happy that she was happy, obviously. Because
right.
She's being independent. She's happy. That means she's loving school. I didn't have that guilt of leaving her.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. But I was like, have I been doing something wrong that she doesn't miss me? It wasn't ego. It was like, have I done something wrong that she doesn't love me as much as maybe the boys do?
Oh my God.
And ego isn't a bad ego isn't a bad thing. We all have egos. It's just like part of the human culture. But like, no, I think you know what I think it is, Nira? You love your children so much, and so it's sometimes like when you see them cry and hurt, you know it's also based in love.
Yeah.
And so maybe it just kind of it stung differently because you're like, oh my God, she was fine. Why was she fine?
And I think Holly said it right. Like I think because I was so prepped.
Yeah.
Because she's the third.
You were prepared.
I was prepared. I wasn't prepared with my first that was going to happen.
Right.
And I bawled my eyes out when he was bawling.
Right,
and the same with my second. I bawled my eyes out.
Right.
I was ready for the big ball.
Right.
So I'm like, am I a bad person that I was upset that she didn't let, like, we didn't have a big ball fest together?
No. Okay. First of all, I want to say that's normal.
Okay.
I know people are listening right now, parents, and they're like, I get it.
Okay.
You have this weird thing where you're like, don't you want me? Don't you love me? But then at the same time, you're happy that they're independent.
Yes.
And that they're okay.
Yes.
Parenting is so up and down, dude. It's so brutal.
I feel like horrible person.
Yeah.
Aw. Well, Nira, okay, wait, you just said something. I just want to confirm. So you said when you dropped off your first son and then dropped off your second son both times, you also cried.
Oh, I was bawling. They were bawling. And I was like, I love you so much.
Did you cry with your daughter, or did that moment happen when you dropped her off together?
No, my husband dropped them off because I was here at work with you.
Why.
I was with you at work. We were crying in a different way.
Right, yeah.
That's a different emotional situation.
Because think about it. If you like drop off your kid and you're crying and they're crying, they probably will have that same instance when they see you, but I guess maybe she
it's just that pickup. It's that pickup.
I wonder if your husband had picked her up if she would have cried.
No.
Well, that would have really sent you over the edge.
Oh, yeah.
That would not have happened. No.
Are you ready?
No.
And now,
Definitely not. You're like, she what?
Not at all.
I'm so excited.